Effective leadership is all about achieving results. As a leader, you're responsible for setting and achieving goals, both for yourself and your team. But how do you ensure that your team is performing at its best? That's where performance management comes in. Performance management is the process of setting expectations, monitoring progress, and providing feedback to help employees improve their performance. It's a critical component of effective leadership, and one that can help you build a high-performing team. In this article, we'll explore some strategies for effective performance management in leadership, including setting clear expectations, providing regular feedback, and creating a culture of continuous improvement. Setting clear expectations. The first step in effective performance management is setting clear expectations. This means defining what success looks like for your team, and communicating those expectations clearly to your employees. When setting expectations, it's important to be specific and measurable. Instead of saying, "I want you to improve your sales numbers," try saying, "I want you to increase your sales by 10% over the next quarter." This provides a clear target for your employees to aim for, and makes it easier for you to track progress. It's also important to involve your employees in setting expectations. This gives them ownership over their goals, and helps ensure that they're achievable and realistic. You can do this by having a conversation with each employee about their goals and how they align with the overall objectives of the team or organization. Providing regular feedback. Once expectations are set, the next step is to provide regular feedback. This means checking in with your employees regularly to see how they're doing, and providing specific feedback on their performance. Feedback should be timely, specific, and actionable. Instead of waiting for a quarterly or annual review, try providing feedback on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. This helps ensure that issues are caught early, and that employees have a chance to improve before it's too late. When providing feedback, it's important to focus on behavior rather than personality. Instead of saying, "You're not a very good communicator," try saying, "I noticed that you didn't communicate clearly in the last team meeting. Let's work together to improve your communication skills." Creating a culture of continuous improvement. Finally, to build a high-performing team, it's important to create a culture of continuous improvement. This means encouraging your employees to take risks, try new things, and learn from their mistakes. One way to do this is by providing opportunities for professional development. This can include training sessions, workshops, or conferences that help employees build new skills and knowledge. Another way to encourage continuous improvement is by recognizing and rewarding good performance. This can include bonuses, promotions, or simply public recognition for a job well done. Conclusion. Performance management is a critical component of effective leadership. By setting clear expectations, providing regular feedback, and creating a culture of continuous improvement, you can help your team perform at its best and achieve its goals. Remember that effective performance management is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and commitment to build a high-performing team. But with the right strategies and approach, you can create a team that is motivated, engaged, and focused on achieving success.